Inside a recording room at Queen Mary University of London, several researchers are working with new artificial intelligence, or AI, tools. Their aim is to develop what they call the new virtual worlds of music. Andrea Martinelli and Max Graf are among more than 30 doctoral students working with Matteo Barté, a senior lecturer in digital media. They are exploring the possibilities of computational creativity and generative AI. Generative AI is a term that describes technology tools designed to operate at human levels. Together, the researchers have set up a futuristic studio where music meets cutting-edge technology. Graf showed off a virtual instrument to reporters with the Reuters news agency. Graf calls the instrument Nets. Nets is played through an augmented reality headset. Augmented reality equipment combines the real world with computer-created content. The device Graf uses follows body movements to create musical sounds like notes and chords. Martinelli played a hitar, a guitar with AI sensors added to it. The sensors can read his movements to create percussive or drum-like sounds. These sounds cannot be made with a normal guitar. AI can be found in music making dating back to the 1950s. But recent progress in generative AI has led to divided opinions on the technology. Generative AI grew in popularity last year thanks to the ChatGPT language system. Generative AI can create new sounds, words for music, or entire songs on its own. But artists usually use simpler AI to add to their sound. British musician Youngblood said he believes AI can help his music go to another direction. Other musicians worry that the technology could go too far. Amy Love plays in the English rock group Nova Twins. She said she is not in favor of music that includes artificially generated voices of actual artists. She said she feels the same way about using dead artists' voices in songs. In November, the Beatles released the song Now and Then. It is considered the group's last song and includes the voice of Beatles musician John Lennon, who died in 1980. Lennon's voice sounds were taken from an old recording and recreated with AI. New York City-based entertainment company Warner Music said in November it was partnering with the estate of the late French singer Edith Piaf to recreate her voice using AI. Many experts say AI raises legal and ethical concerns, but guidelines on generative AI are still only in their early stage. Barté said, "I think AI can have its place in the music production chain." But he added that is only possible if the technology is guided in the right way and if there are rules in place to make sure that musicians keep some amount of control. I'm Jill Robbins.